Looking Forward.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Looking Forward with me, Marina Joshi.
And with me, Victor Arafif. Hello, everybody.
Well, Victor and I decided to discuss, I think, a very interesting and yet a very sort of acute topic of discussion is why there are so many foreign words in the Russian language. Why does the Russian language borrow so much? We decided to analyze this today, look into it, discuss the reasons for and against, and just see whether that's a natural trend, whether it'll stop or not, and what to do with it.
Well, we here in Russia, we are very open to different languages and to different way of seeing the things. And that's why I think we are very happy when we have several ways to say the same thing, using Russian words, using words coming from French. Historically, in our country, many people used to speak French.
And we
still have this habit to use words where linked to French language.
Yeah, and grammatically, you know, even grammatically, and not just grammatically, but idiomatically, there are so many words and phrases that are similar to the French ones. For example, in Russian, when we see two objects or two people that are very much alike, we say they are as like as two drops of water.
Yes, right.
But in English, they say they are as like as two peas. Yeah. You know, so that's the difference. And in French, they say the same thing, as like as two drops of water. So in a sense, it's similar. It's borrowed. This whole expression is borrowed from French, or maybe it's borrowed into French from Russian. Who knows now? But yeah, you mentioned it, noticed it very correctly. I think that Russian language borrowed a lot of words from French. And traditionally, Russian aristocracy spoke French, and Russian classic literature has a lot of expressions in French. The writers and poets, like, for example, Pushkin or Tolstoy, would have French phrases used by their characters.
Sure.
And then you would see footnotes translated into Russian.
If you open The War and Peace, you'll see that the beginning of it is written in French. Almost the whole thing is in French.
Yeah. So there's a very, very strong link with the French language. But, Victor, you know, it's an interesting thing that how modern cultures develop their attitudes toward languages. French, for example, and in the French culture, modern-day France, is very, very, very resistant to foreign influence. For example, the influence of the English language, which is ubiquitous today. There are so many English words. They're everywhere. They permeate everything. I mean, technology, innovations, everything.
And still computer language. Even computer is not computer, but ordinateur.
Exactly. Yeah. So they resist. Russians, though, do not resist linguistically. They borrow actively. They accept new
words.
They
are more liberal to these trends.
But is it good or bad?
Well, I think it's good. I think that, first of all, I must tell you that what I love about Russia mostly is our language. It's really great, really rich language.
True.
And I think that when our language takes different words from different languages,
do you think it becomes richer?
It becomes richer. For instance, we're talking about Western influences, but we have a lot of words from Persian language. For instance, чемодан,
yes,
suitcase.
That's right. Samovar entered on the country from Russian into Persian.
Yes.
So they use that word too.
Yes. A lot of words from Turkey, coming from Turkey.
Yep.
A lot of words coming from Chinese language and so on and so on. That's why I think that we are not so afraid, because our language is so rich. And why it's so rich? Because also at the beginning it was mixed with not only our Russian roots, but also with the roots of Slavonic languages.
Sure. So there are so many connections with other ethnicities and languages. That's certainly a good thing, but, you know, I would say modern-day borrowings are very, very aggressive because they come from the English language, and right now we use a lot of words in the sphere of business. Basically, people are, I think, very lazy. There are Russian equivalents, but they do not use them, you know? And this is, I think, my problem. This is what I don't like. I mean, I like the richness of the language that you mentioned, that we have so many borrowings from Persian, from Chinese, from Turkish. But those are the words that have been part of the Russian language for ages, you know, historically. But the borrowings, modern-day borrowings, are different. I think mostly, this is my opinion, mostly they're down to our laziness. We don't want to use our words, Russian words. For example, we do have the word for manager, but we use the English one, making it sound the Russian way. Manager, for example.
Yes,
you know, it sounds funny,
Marina,
to the English ear.
I must tell you that sometimes to use an English word, you do it because you want to make this person more important. You know,
see, that's
when you
the
say
thing.
Управляющий, which is the same as
manager. Yeah.
But I don't think he'll like it if you call him управляющий. But
yeah.
When you say manager, it goes very well.
So that gives a special status.
Yes,
it raises your status in a sense.
Not only when we speak about persons, but also about the things. For instance, country house, dacha, sounds very good. Even everywhere in the world, they know what does mean dacha.
Of course, yeah.
But now, if you say townhouse, for instance, or country house even, they say it's more important. It means it's more comfortable. It gives you idea that you're in the middle of the world.
Well, Victor, we earlier had a chance to talk to Alexander Levergant, who's editor-in-chief of the Foreign Literature magazine. Let's now take a listen to what he had to say about foreign awards entering the Russian language.
Looking forward.
Alexander, could you tell us why are there so many borrowed words in the Russian language right now?
There have always been very many borrowings in any language. And since nowadays computers and internet play so important a role, we cannot help having many borrowings from the English language. But I don't think there is much danger for the Russian language about it, because why should a language in general and Russian language in particular invent words in the same way as, for instance, Solzhenitsyn in Solzhenitsyn's novel invented artificial words? I think that borrowings is not the sign of the poorness of the language. I think this is quite a natural trend.
So, for instance, Alexander, do you use something like a townhouse or things like that? You could say townhouse in Russian.
You know, I in particular try not to use as many foreign words as possible. But if I cannot find at the moment anything in the Russian language, I would use townhouse or things like interface or even a word like project in my own tongue. Let me repeat once again, I don't see anything dangerous about it in the current Russian language.
Well, that was Alexander Levergant, editor-in-chief of the Foreign Literature magazine. And Victor, he said he doesn't see any danger in the borrowed words.
Yes. First of all, because he is from the Foreign Literature magazine, I must stress it that it's very special. We have such a magazine now, and it was very popular during the Soviet years. Its circulation was immense. It was almost 500,000 of copies.
It is a huge figure, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. At the same time, even when we had difficulties with publishing everything, this magazine used to publish Updike, Vonnegut, and many other American offers, French offers, and so on and so on. Now, these days, of course, the circulation is not so big, but at the same time, I think it's very important, and it shows the interest of Russian culture, of Russian people, to interest for the foreign cultures, that this magazine still exists.
Sure, absolutely. And we just have to tell our listeners that back then, there wasn't very much opportunity for an ordinary Russian to buy foreign literature, to read foreign authors. So that's why the Foreign Literature magazine was very popular, because that was one of the few sources of foreign pieces of literary work that entered the Soviet Union back then.
And I must tell you that in these magazines, we had a lot of people who translated really fantastically the English text, the French text, the German text, and they even started to invent this new language because their reality were not so obvious in the Soviet Union, but still they wanted to show these realities in Russian. And so, for instance, some translations of Hemingway, it was just so poetical.
Yes. Yeah, remember we devoted a program to that, how sometimes translated works were better than the original.
Yes, right.
Yeah, because the writers wanted to really perform so well and really just do the best they could.
Looking Forward with Viktor Yerofeyev and Marina Joshi.
Well, Viktor, going back to the subject of borrowed words, you know, there's one thing that I'd like to mention here, which I personally find kind of funny, and I'd like to mention here in the program before we say bye to our listeners. You know, it's how we borrow words. Okay, sometimes we just have to reconcile with the reality, and there's not much we can do when it comes to borrowed words if, for example, there's no Russian equivalent for it. But, you know, the word, there's a word businessman in English, yeah? We very much understand, very well understand, I should say, what it means. And in English, there are two words, businessman and businesswoman. In Russian, there is no equivalent for businesswoman, so it seems. So, you know what Russians say?
No.
In most of the business magazines that I have come across, they, for a woman that does business, they still call her a businessman.
What?
You know, I'm outraged by that. Why is that so? Why?
But still, probably now, I remember someone who came to say hello to me and I said, what are you doing in your life? I am a businesswoman.
Okay, that's fine. She says, I'm a businesswoman. But, you know, some businesswomen actually say, I'm not lying here. This is honest because I've had an introduction like that. A young woman came up to me because it was a business meeting and she said, I'm such and such. I am a businessman.
Yeah.
I said, no. You're not a man. You're a woman.
And if we are speaking about borrowing the words, I must tell you that if you drive by Moscow, you'll see that the labels everywhere, it's a mixture of Russian and English words.
Yeah.
And it's very important because Moscow is a part of the international world and international words, and it's a part of international culture.
Yes, that is true, absolutely. But nonetheless, I think that linguistically we should do something in order to be...
To fight against.
Well, not to fight against, but be somewhat resistant to the new influences that wipe out the good that we have linguistically, you know? Or at least be more accurate when we translate and borrow. So so we don't have businessman, the word businessman for both men and women, you know, because this is funny. This is indeed ridiculous, you know.
But probably you want also to find a special Russian word for computer.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe some machine or something, but yeah.
Machine also sounds very Russian.
That is true, absolutely. Well, I want here to ask our listeners to tell us what they think. So please drop us a line about your attitude towards borrowed words in your language and how many foreign borrowed words you use every day and whether you think it's a good thing or a bad thing. For now, thank you very much for being part of the program, well, for listening to us, and we wish you a great day.
Bye-bye, everybody.